Old and in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy.
The Bitchin' Sisters. As we tell it like it is. The way it was back then and the mess we're in now.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and I hate to remind you, with limited time left, we've got some practical ideas that might work for you.
And we definitely have some opinions that you might have too.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
And if you're young, maybe you can learn something from your elders.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly we're wise, but we've definitely been there and done that.
I've gone to a lot of my class reunions, Janet, and believe me, at my age, there've been plenty of them. The last one was my 50th, I think. There are things that stick out to me about the main ones. First,
you're talking about high school.
High school reunions, yeah. The first one was my 5th. That was a sit-down dinner at a fancy restaurant, of course. Everybody looked good. I had traveled by bus from Florida back to Wisconsin. And I sported an afro.
Oh, boy.
I had a fancy dress on and heels, and I looked good. The conversation was all about, what are we doing for a job? Okay.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing?
I was director of the University Craft Center.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I was in Florida. So I guess I was still, I was probably hitchhiking. What can I say? And then my 10th. That was my most memorable because I traveled by plane. I was going up in the world from Maine, where I was now living, mm-hmm. doing a craft center. And it was at a country golf course. And I ran into a past love, who I eventually married, Jean. And everyone was talking about their kids, and I did too. And it was fun connecting with my friends. My 20th was at a combination motel and dinner conference venue. And this too was memorable, but for an entirely different reason. I was now a widow. I had moved back to Wisconsin, and I was living in Sparta, our town's rival. I didn't recognize a lot of the people at the reunion, everyone being 20 years older. And there was a table set up with lots of pictures of those who had died from our class. I sat at a table with couples who were considered very popular in high school. And as soon as the meal was over, I gravitated to the country kids who I hung out with the most. And the conversation was whether or not we were retired yet, and if not, how much longer before we did. Then my 25th reunion, I brought my new other half, Mike, with me. He didn't know anyone, and he was ready to go after dinner, but he hung out. Some of the popular guys came over and talked to me, and I was sitting at a table with country kids where I felt comfortable. And I mingled amongst my classmates, and we all talked about the old days and what we were up to now. I didn't mind leaving early because I no longer felt the connection to my classmates.
Yeah.
You know, it was my 25th that I once did. And then the last reunion was my 50th, a potluck. We went from,
a fancy dinner to a potluck.
A noon potluck so we could get home in time to sleep.
Nobody wants to drive when it's dark.
At a shelter in a
city
park.
Oh boy, this is bad.
I arrived by myself on my 2001 Harley Heritage. The guys, I remember saying, "You're still riding?" We had to give it up because we couldn't hold up the bikes anymore. I didn't stay too long, just long enough to enjoy the homemade food and talk to some of the people. They were more like strangers now. The conversation was all about what we were doing in retirement. And I said I was riding my bike around the country with my other half. You know, I was thinking about it, and class reunions are a lot like photos in time. You know, you see the people you made memories with back in the day, and you reminisce about your experiences with them. Like a photo you see, and you recall the time and the people in it, what you were doing. But you've moved on from that era in your life. And you fill it with a gazillion other people and places and events. Eventually, you stop looking at the photo. Someone told me they don't go to reunions because they already see the people they still want to connect mm-hmm. with from high school, so the other people don't matter. You're not going to believe this. I also heard on the radio, PRX on Sirius XM, I'll never forget this, of a girl who sent a substitute. Yes.
Wow.
In her place. And it was a stripper.
Why?
Yeah. The real gal was sitting upstairs in another room. And she had a camera and a microphone set up so she could tell the substitute what to say when classmates came up and talked with her. Not only that, she started to strip, and they thought it was her. And they never knew the truth either until she was on TV and sharing the story. It's interesting that our reunions went from sit-down affairs at fancy restaurants to potlucks in a park shelter. Also that the conversation followed a typical life cycle from jobs to kids to retirement. Mm-hmm. I expect the next reunion, if there is one, will be all about who's still alive and all the surgeries we've had. What do you call them? Organ recitals?
Yeah, the organ recital.
Just think, Janet. We can say we have a podcast called
The Bitchin' Sisters. Okay, well, I am absolutely amazed that you remember all these early reunions.
Full disclosure, Janet, I contacted a friend, Sue, from high school, and she helped me.
Okay, now I don't feel as bad because I don't remember those early ones, although I know I went to them. I've pretty much lived around here all the time, so I don't know why I wouldn't go because it's, you know, it's 35 miles or 40 miles or something. But this is kind of funny. Mark and I have been together for 42 years. Well, he went to my 40th, I know that. And I remember thinking that I looked so hot. And they played Betty Lou's Getting Out Tonight, and I danced wildly, and I thought, oh, I'm really wonderful. You know, I remember that. Okay, so then they had the 50th, and I went to that, and that's we have a picture taken, and I was wearing my wrinkled cleavage dress. That time I remembered it. We won't go into that. And so at that, we were at a restaurant, and so they all said, okay, this time let's introduce the spouses of the classmates, who many of you won't know. So if it's your spouse, they should stand up and introduce themselves. So that happened, but Mark didn't stand up. I mean, we weren't married. We lived together for 17 years before we got married, so he didn't stand up. And then they remembered him. He's a very colorful character. They remembered him from the 40th reunion, so they said, Mark, what about you? You get up. And he said, oh, I'm not her spouse. I'm her love slave.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, did they love that. And, we made our splash. Then we actually had a 60th reunion.
Really? There's hope for us.
There's hope for some of us. I went... I went a week early by mistake. So, you know how we old people are. I thought, they didn't get a very good attendance. No, they didn't. I was the only one who was there. But I went back when it was actually taking place. And, oh, my God, there were a bunch of old farts. They were just sitting there. And if any of them are listening to this, they're going to hate me. But it was weird.
Was it the organ recital?
No, not even that so much. Okay. People just weren't talking to other people, and they had a program, and they were trying to tell about what was on the news when we were, you know, graduating from high school, or what was on the news during our
20s. Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, but you couldn't hear, and some people were talking, and it just didn't work. And I thought, why am I even doing this? I don't know these people anymore. There's one or two people, but they weren't even there. And, maybe it's time to say it was great. We did this. We were together 60 years ago, but now maybe we don't have, maybe we're not that connected anymore.
Is there anyone from 60 years ago
who
is not in your high school class who you still connect with?
Hmm. I don't think so.
Just your siblings?
Yeah, you know, just my relatives, my family.
Yeah.
Really, but, you know, they're, well, actually, they're, because of Facebook, there's a couple people from my elementary years that I keep in touch with.
I still connect with one of my high school teachers. And she was like 5 years older than us when she taught high school.
Well.
And she is still alive. She lives in Toma. She's now a widow. And
who is she?
Darlene Parkinson.
Huh, don't know her.
And that wasn't her name at the time, her last name, but Wilson was her name, Miss Wilson, Mrs. Wilson. And she's wonderful, and we still connect, but other than that, it's the people you grew up with.
Yeah, it was the neighborhood kids that actually mean more to me now in my ancient years than those ones in high school, I guess. And really, any connections that we have are pretty much through Facebook. So
much for reunions. Janet and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure. We are Nancy and Janet,
the Bitchin' Sisters.
Music by Hall and Sidnor.
Oh, don't bother me. I'm tired of your insanity. There ain't no great conspiracy. Well, you think if you shout it out loud and long, everybody's gonna want to sing your song. You can fool some people sometimes, but you don't fool me. Sitting at your desk.